some of those folks, like the Fries, who may address later, had difficulty getting out onto the road with safety.
Right. Yeah, no, I think everybody did a good job with it. So, Mr. Elliott, do you mind giving us guidance on what the next step is? I know this is the second hearing, if you will. Can you give us guidance on the next step as far as you said you labeled it tab B with regards to, does that need to be entered into the record?
I think yes, we just so did.
What Commissioner Schoke?
Well, we need to make a motion to do that, do we not?
What Mr. Bridges provided to Commissioner Schofield should be marked as an exhibit. Would be my recommendation. I would mark that whole pack as exhibit one.
Exhibit one.
If you will.
Can I do exhibit A?
Yeah.
I prefer the alphabet.
Thank
you.
And then, assuming that the commission has heard sufficient evidence to make a decision, it would be appropriate for a motion to approve the proposed order and authorize the commission to execute it on behalf of the county, if you all are so inclined. And I believe it is the last section in Exhibit A or 1.
So we need to enter into the record Exhibit A and approve the proposed order.
Do we just say proposed order, or do we need to define that order?
It should be defined in.
It should be in the last section of Exhibit 1 or A, I'm not sure.
As far as asking for any remonstrances or anything, that was done at the previous meeting, so does it need to be done here as well?
Well, I guess just for purposes of clarification, has the commission received any objections or remonstrances between the first meeting and the first day of the term of January and today?
I have not. I didn't know if Mr. Schofield needed to ask the audience if there was anybody here to give such.
Technically, you can ask that. It would have been appropriate to submit those prior, but certainly you can ask the audience if there are any objections.
Yeah, is there anyone here to with any objections? I hear none.
Move to enter into the record Exhibit A with today's date.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the proposed order to vacate portions of streets in Ozark Acacia Club grounds as presented in Exhibit A.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Just to throw things off, the next one I'm going to label 1. Can you just give me a look?
We are here now on the vacate part of Acacia Club Road. We have a petition to vacate part of Acacia Club Road. I have a letter dated March 30th. From our county attorney, Travis Elliott. Also have a letter from our Taney County Highway Administrator, Mr. Hayes. He's reviewed the petition of the Acacia Club Road and a portion of this vacate from the east end of the old road to parcel owned by George and Jeanette Fry. Says that it should not be vacated unless they have an easement from the college. The rest of the roadway has no concern for vacating. So I guess, do we have an easement?
We do. We have a fully executed easement. And as Mr. Elliott and I have discussed this, if the commission approves the proposed order and colleges granted leave to proceed, then we have the reported easement, or the easement to be reported immediately after the order is reported.
The easement will be recorded after the vacation?
Yeah, because otherwise they don't really have the right to grant an easement in anything. If the roadway is vacated, then everything from the Fry's property on out to New Acacia Club Road, the college would own, because they, again, would own on both sides of that. But at this point, they don't really have the right to grant.
I say right now, though, right now they'd be given easement on a public road. Until it's vacated, they can't give the easement.
And if I might interject, the way that we have revised the order is to make approval of the order contingent upon execution and recording of the easement. And the easement is conditioned upon the commission approving and authorizing the order. So it would actually be happening simultaneously.
Right.
Okay.
As with the prior petition, I would like to enter some documents into the record. This would be what I sent to Mr. Elliott back mid-February. It includes the first rendition or version of the Fry easement, as well as the first version of the proposed order. We have, between the two of us, revised both to make them conditional on each other, as he's described. So I would like to go ahead and get this in the record, but just for you all to note, the final versions of both the proposed easement and the proposed order have been tweaked just a little bit. We can discuss how. It's pretty minor. It's just referencing the fact that as to the easement, if the commission chooses to vacate this old part of the roadway, the Fry's will own to the center line of the roadway in front of their property, and Mr. Elliott clarified that in the proposed order, as well as in the easement, and then include the language indicating that the order is not effective until the easement is recorded. The easement is not effective until the order is entered, so making the two related. But with that, if I can have this entered into the record, maybe as Exhibit P.
Now, did I understand you say that had been tweaked a little from?
No, the final one is what's been tweaked. This is the original.
Right. But I would like to have this entered into the record.
Because the final reflects and refers to that.
It does.
Yeah. Move to enter the record Exhibit B with today's date.
Second for discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
Yes,
then
ma'am.
Will the final one then be entered into the record to go with it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
So
I have the final version of the easement here with me, and Mr. Elliott has the final version of the proposed order.
Okay.
So do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Approach, you can label it whatever you choose. I do have an unsigned final version of the proposed easement and the revised proposed order.
Do you guys want to label the order as C? Because we'll actually be taking on the action on the order. And then label the easement as D.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
And mainly you just want Exhibit D entered into the record. That's just more for our information than anything. It's a form, but it's nothing between the county. It's between the Fry's and the College of the Ozone.
Correct.
Do you even want that entered into the record, Travis? Okay. Excuse me, Mr. Elliott.
Because that's going to be part of the condition. That's going to be in the motion, isn't it?
It actually, if the commission chooses to make the motion to approve the order, the language of the order in the second paragraph at the end is conditioned upon, the third paragraph is conditioned upon execution recording. So it's built into the order.
Move to enter into the record Exhibit C and D with today's date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Commissioner Schofield, did you want to ask if there's any objections or remonstrances.
Is there anyone here that would want to object? I hear none.
And for clarification, I'm not aware of anyone having filed.
No, I'm not either. Move to approve proposed order to vacate part of Acacia Club Road as presented in Exhibit C.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
If I may, what's the best procedure for getting the second order in particular signed and recorded, because I do want to have that recorded at the same time that we record the easement.
On the signature page, who all's, is it everybody or just Mr. Schofield? Do you know?
I think it's the three of you.
Is it all three?
And then the
county clerk has to attest.
Yes. So I'll do whatever you all want to do.
I'm assuming you're wanting to do that before you leave today.
That would be great.
After the county clerk attests it, if I think you can take it upstairs to Nikki.
Take it to Nikki, and that way she can.
And she'll copies for us.
Okay. Well, we thank you for your consideration. I know the college has been gratified to work with you all on this project. It worked out well for both sides.
They're great to work with.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I think after Ms. Neely signs it, Ms. Neely, do you care if he takes it up, or do you want to take it up, or how do you want that?
There's two originals.
Pardon?
If you need to take it up on that.
Or Mr. Elliott takes it up. I think there's just one original.
You need that.
Then I'll leave the original back.
Yeah, we'll want to retain the original probably. Or
after you test it, they're going to put the attorney, Nikki, in. Yeah.
You're going to need it sealed.
Yeah, I think they'll need their original recording.
They'll need your original record. We can probably do that.
If it has to be recorded, then I've got to go seal it. So I'll just run it up. I'll have somebody run it up to the commission office to Nikki.
Thank you.
Would the commission be willing to go ahead and sign and have the other order tested to as well,
sure.
So because they both have to be recorded, so I'm just going to have to slip through the lines.
If someone in the clerk, county clerk's office is listening, there's another order we need to have the clerk attest to also and seal.